Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. A new children's book weaves lessons of wildlife and environment. A collection of letters serves as the text for Amy Uchely's book, Swamper, Letters from a Louisiana Swamp Rabbit. She joins me to share more about her latest project. Amy, good to see you and congratulations on the book.
Well, thank you so much. Glad to be here. And I'm sorry Swamper couldn't be here, but he doesn't get out much, out of the swamp, that is.
How did you decide on the book's main character?
Well, Swamper is a rabbit that I've been writing about for a long time. And I had stories about Swamper, but I didn't decide to write the letters until about 3 years ago, so I kind of converted my stories to letters.
Well, with those dozen letters that are contained within the book, why this format for your writing?
Well, I thought it was a unique approach, when I read my stories of me telling about the rabbit's life in the swamp, it didn't seem very interesting and engaging. So I thought, well, maybe I'll just let the rabbit tell about his life in the swamp. So then I started getting these letters from Swamper, and they were about his life in the bottomland hardwood forest, which is the kind of swamp we have here in Louisiana.
Share on the process of deciding what to take on with the series of letters. You know, were you influenced by actual conversations, you know, with children during tours of wildlife sites, or how did that come about?
Well, I used Swamper as a vehicle to teach about the swamp because kids learn about the rainforest and they learn about the mountains and the desert, but they really weren't learning in school about a Louisiana swamp. So I used Swamper, the swamp rabbit, as a vehicle to teach them about the ecology and the ecosystem of the bottomland hardwood forest.
What are some of the questions you hear from kids? Share on that that honesty that they have when they encounter something in the environment they've never seen before.
That's right. When they get out to the woods out there and we're going on a nature hike, you know, they want to know if an alligator is going to eat them. They're worried about bears. They're worried about snakes. You know, they have a lot of fears because they don't get out into the environment. They usually get over their fears pretty quickly when they see how friendly it is and what a wonderful place, an interesting place, but they're so eager to learn.
You and your husband, Kelby Uchely, share some similar interests. Was there any consultation with him or disagreement on this project?
Oh, yes. Kelby is the biology expert, of course, in our house, and I'm a biologist also, but everything gets filtered through Kelby. He keeps me straight on the facts, and a partnership there.
A bit of an editorial process.
Exactly.
Well, you know, the book is in its first full week of release. Have you entertained the thought of a series of books? I know that Swamper introduces some of his friends in the letters, but has that crossed your mind?
Well, yes. I have entertained, you know, a different character from the swamp and their viewpoint. Swamper is actually a prey species, so he's getting chased a lot by the predators. So I could write about some of the predators in the swamp, like the alligator and the bobcat or the coyote. But I've also got an interest in other ecosystems like jackrabbits in the desert.
This project really takes on a true local flavor with talented individuals in our area lending to the book. Share on those who were a part of putting this together.
My good friend Gay Brantley drew the illustrations. And Gay, of course, was the ranger naturalist out at Black Bayou Lake National Wildlife Refuge, and she retired last year. Berg Ransom, another wonderful photographer, he took pictures of the swamp rabbit, and that's kind of unusual. There are not a lot of pictures out there of swamp rabbits. Other photographers were Mac Barham, Charlie Heck, and Bob Rickett also contributed photos to the book. So it was a team effort. There's no doubt about it.
Let's turn for a moment to some of your other writing interests, and that is you've recently started a blog, the Louisiana Environmental Education Blog. What topics have you shared in those writings?
Well, the dog brought us up an eastern mole, and so I wrote about the mole because the mole has all these wonderful adaptations for living underground. I've written about some plants in our forest. There's a wonderful little orchid blooming now called a tway blade. I've also written about the frog calls that we're hearing now all around in our wetlands. It's just anything in nature that catches my fancy, I'm going to write about on my blog.
Well, the book is Swamper, Letters from a Louisiana Swamp Rabbit. Amy, if someone would like to find out more, how could they do so?
The book is going to be available out at the Friends of Black Bayou gift shop. It's also on Amazon.com. I have it available. They can contact me. I will have books that I can deliver or mail to them.
There's some other activities surrounding the book that are coming up.
Yes. The Friends of Black Bayou group is doing a book signing on Friday, March 22nd. It's going to be at Gloria and Melanie Deadman's house, which is right across the street from the Refuge Visitor Center. They can park at the Refuge, and it will start at 6:30.
And a library performance upcoming, I understand?
For Earth Day, Kathy Webb at the West Monroe branch of the Ouachita Parish Public Library has written a skit from the letters. The name of the skit is The Real Swamp People. She's using her little reader's theater at the library to act out the characters in the skit, and it's going to be on April 20th at the library in West Monroe from 2 to 4.
Amy Uccelli is the author of Swamper, Letters from a Louisiana Swamp Rabbit. Amy, again, congratulations on the book, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me, and Swamper, too.
You can hear this and other Lanyap podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.